Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio.
And sorry about that, everybody. We had the damn speaker turned off. You know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. And I guess tonight what we going to do, man, is try to get some of our people to understand that we are at war, man. I don't care what the fuck y'all are thinking. I don't know what the problem is, but if you think about all the shit that's going on in our communities, man, the hood, you know what I mean? And I actually got a couple messages for some of you dumbass niggas that like to get in trouble and, you know, run from the police, especially, you know, through other motherfuckers' backyards and shit like that, man. Don't y'all know? Them motherfuckers gonna fuck around and shoot the shit out your ass, you know what I'm saying? So, if you watch my Facebook page, you notice that I put up there, Bob and Weave, my nigga, Bob and Weave. I mean, but that's true, you know, it's really much what you gonna have to do nowadays, man, because you can't run in no straight line when you're running from the police, but they ain't aiming to shoot. And they ain't shooting you in the body, or, I mean, in the arm or in the leg, none of that shit. They trying to kill your ass. And the whole thing is, man, it's just a lot of political bullshit jumping off because they don't want. I believe that we are those quote-unquote confidentials. And every time these motherfuckers have a congressional hearing or some things of that nature, that we end up being who they're talking about. Now, some of those conspiracy theorists out there be thinking they're talking about the aliens and shit of that nature, but I don't think so. I think they're talking about black people. I don't even think they're talking about motherfucking Hispanics. You know what I'm saying? I think it's strictly for us. So we got to be a little bit more on top of our shit while we out here. You know what I mean? The loud gang, huh? Wow. Well, what can I say? We just do what the fuck we do right here on Hood Talk Radio. We're going to recap some FEMA camps. We're going to recap some police brutality issues. We're going to recap whole bunch of shit because it just seems like, you know, a lot of motherfuckers ain't listening. I mean, personally, I guess I like to hear myself talk. So, you motherfuckers, I can talk to myself because, trust me, I influence myself, okay? I influence myself. I really don't listen to what other people got to tell me. If I listen to what other people talking about, then I research the shit myself, find out if it's true. Now, one thing we don't do on Hood Talk is try to entertain no whole bunch of motherfucking people on some dumb shit. You know what I mean? I don't really get to talking about who was stripping over here and who was twerking over there and all that dumb shit. It just, that shit don't make no sense to me because it seems like it's just a distraction. It's more of a distraction than any damn thing because we don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all just be like, oh, well, they're going to be here and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, fuck all that living just to live. You know what I mean? All that shit is played out. Y'all motherfuckers better start trying to figure out how to live forever. You know what I mean? Your favorite rappers do. That's all they talk about, living forever. Y'all got to figure that shit out, though. We don't do more motivational shit tonight than any damn thing because it seems like when you try and people on the 1-2, they don't really want to hear that shit. Now, they don't want you to tell them that, you know, the police is killing motherfuckers. People don't want to hear about none of that shit. They don't want to hear about how they didn't change the laws as, you know, concerns with just an arrest. People don't want to hear that shit because, and they steady out there on corners crying and shit like this. Now, personally, I don't want none of my motherfucking family members come up dead or be statistics from police brutality. I don't want that shit either. You know what I mean? But there's a level of, I can't call it acceptance because we could never accept the shit that they doing to us. You know what I mean? We should never accept that shit. But we have been chosen. It ain't the first time. You know what I'm saying? We've been chosen for the slaughter basically because they feel like, you know, we don't have no purpose for living on this earth. You know, what happens to that? You tell me. I'm not sure. But I am for certain that we are at war, and I don't give a fuck what none of you motherfuckers say. We are at war. So get your shit together. Try to figure out what the fuck we going to do with our future and with our lives, because I listen to a whole bunch of rhetoric, okay, that I call, like, in my opinion, Dr. Umar Johnson, you know, he went from teaching us to telling us how we need to take our extra monies and give it to him. And his thing is that he wants to start a school. But there's just too many motherfucking questions unanswered for me. And I understand and I appreciate the fact that he wants to, you know, take on the, how you want to say it, he wanted to take on the burden of educating our sons and our children. You know what I'm saying? He wants to start the first black school and so on and so forth. But the truth of the matter is, there are a lot of questions. Like, okay, let's say he get his school. Do you honestly think that if he don't follow the rules and the guidelines set forth by the powers that be, that that school is going to be a success? Or is he really just going to rely on the people? Because he said, fuck that. I'm not going to ask Jay-Z for no money. I ain't going to ask Kanye or Babyface, none of them motherfuckers, for no money because, you know, the powers that be done told them, if you pay attention to the plight of your people, and we ain't going to let you make no more money. And as a matter of fact, we'll try to find ways to take what you got away. And it may be true. It may be true because you never hear the LeBrons, and you never hear, you know, this, that, the other. Because they focusing on diversity now. And, you know what I'm saying, just to quote the words of Dick Gregory, man, they're quoting in there, and I'm sorry, not Dick Gregory, Dr. Claude Anderson. You know what I mean? They quoting, and they using diversity and divergence as a tool that I believe to eliminate blackness in America. Now, when I say that, it is true that if the government sponsor a program, you know what I'm saying, it can't just be for the black people. It's got to be for everybody that needs some help. There is no such thing as a black fight anymore. I don't care what all y'all civil rights leaders want to talk about. You can get up and scream about all the shit you want to scream about, but the truth of the matter is they ain't fucking hearing you, man. They ain't fucking hearing you. They call Al Sharpton a shakedown artist. You know what I mean? I don't doubt that, because Al Sharpton really don't do nothing but talk down on people, especially when he's talking to people. It's a lot of people that's not current on some of the news events that they have told us about, all right? Like, for instance, and God rest his soul, you know, but Trayvon Martin. 3 days. 3 days they couldn't find his family. You know why? Because they was organ stealing. They were organ stealing. They took out and removed all his motherfucking organs out of his motherfucking body before they said to his family, oh, here he is over here. Dead in the motherfucker. Okay? I don't want to be calling Al Sharpton saying nothing about that, and I'm always on the internet. Always. Dr. Charles Manning, you know what I mean? He don't like black people. He black. And he got all negative shit. Motherfuckers always talk about the ignorance of black people, and I do it too. Because I live in a motherfucking hood, and I can't believe some of the shit that goes on in my neighborhood, especially when all these motherfucking cops is killing everybody. And when I say killing everybody, they're killing black folks. You know what I mean? They only fucking with some dumbass white people that like to get in the way of what they do on the black people. You know what I'm saying? That's just like a little bit of a hint for you motherfuckers. So, I like to, you know, really like take notes and read over them, but I learned that even when I take notes and shit, sometimes I talk about shit that's not in my notes. So, I got my notes in front of me, and yet it's not scripted. I don't follow no scripts, man. We do this straight off out of the heart. It ain't off the cuff, because off the cuff means you just push the microphone button and start talking about any goddamn thing. I don't do that. You know what I mean? I like to keep my audiences riveted, whether they're listening to me or not. I like to send shouts out to everybody out there that listen online. I show y'all all that love, man. Y'all show me some love, and I thank you for it. Just want to send shouts out to Blog Talk Radio. I love my new switchboard. I appreciate y'all picking that shit up, because it gives us something to not look forward to, man, but something to appreciate when it comes to my job. And I can't stress enough how much I love my job, man. I love my job for y'all, okay? This is the shit that I love to do, talking to my people and try to get everybody as much as possible, not necessarily on the same page, but at least to think about some of the shit you're doing. You know what I mean? If you still want to, you know, run the street, that's on you, man. We can't tell you not to run the street and shit, you know what I mean? Shit, people got to make ends meet somehow. Be hungry. You don't want to be out here, none of that shit. Because it's terrible. It's terrible. I've been watching a lot of videos about these FEMA camps that's out here, man. We got a lot of them. Okay, I think it's like 7 to 10 in Ohio alone. You know what I mean? A lot of it that we talk, we just need for you to do your own research. We like your teacher. You know what I'm saying? So if I tell you something, it's not necessarily for you to take my opinion or my views on it. It's for you to do your own research and figure out how you feel about certain things. Just like earlier, I put on my page, you know, two different things, two different outcomes from two different mindsets or states of mind. So the challenge was to define... Excuse me, y'all was supposed to define the differences between action and reaction, and you would know what the fuck I'm talking about, all right? 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. Shout out to Seth. I'll talk about what's on your mind or chime in on the conversation at hand. Once again, thank you to those that listen online. Those that call in, I appreciate your love. You know what I'm saying? I put it out there for everybody. This is Al Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, and the song is Conquer. And we'll be right back. Hood Talk Radio.
City Music, Emax the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty, we built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne, armor of God, plus a flaming sword, shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we do it. I came, I saw, conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard, but I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voices, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC. Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry. Covering Squish Fam, CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it. What? 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 We doing it. What?
Wouldn't you like to see it? You know, wouldn't you like to see it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 646-478-0944. Just want everybody to know, man, we are in all right. Let's do this one here. Okay, there was a I'm not even going to respond to this bullshit because, first of all, man, okay, yes, I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, I understand that a lot of people don't agree with me on a lot of shit that I say and talk about on my show. I don't care. Because, you know, for you not to, okay, chemtrails, for instance, you know what I'm saying? These motherfucking chemtrails are not, it's not condensation. Okay, it is not smoke from the jet planes, exhaust freezing in the cold air. It's not. Those go away after a little while. But the shit that they spraying in the sky right now ain't going away. You know what I mean? It's not going away. It stays out there for hours and days, and it spreads out across the sky. That is not natural cloud formation. You know what I'm saying? We have chemicals falling on those people's skins, turning bad. Your respiratory system is being affected. Your internal system is being affected because we breathing this shit. It's on the food. I mean, damn, y'all. How much motherfucker talking can a motherfucker do? Okay? Sad to disappoint y'all. The Empire is not on tonight. I watched that show a couple of times, man, and it turned out to be just like I thought it was going to be. It's strictly for entertainment, y'all. Don't be trying to make it something more than it's not. Because if motherfuckers live like that for real, I feel sorry for our people. All right? All right, let's not pass up to conspiracy thinking. All right, critical thinking, all of that shit like that, man, it's important to us because when people say things to you, you have to break down what they say. If you ain't going to understand it. You know what I mean? All of this change and all of this new world order shit that these motherfuckers is passing off, and we're not paying attention to it at all. And the reason we ain't paying attention to it is because, you know, we think it's some silly shit that these people put out here for us to be afraid of. You know what I mean? But if you take a good look at what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Even around in your circles, man, you tell me what's good. Tell me what's good. That's all I want to know. You know what I'm saying? You talk to your people, you be like, what's good, homie? Well, somebody tell me it was good, because right now we ain't living in good times. And proof of that, I was going to the store a little earlier, and this man walked to this lady, and he says, excuse me, ma'am, can you give me a dollar or something, or some change or something, so I can get something to eat? She said, you want something to eat? I'll buy you something to eat. And he started following her, because, of course, she was on her phone. She was like, well, where you want to get something to eat at? And he was like, well, you could just give me the money. I found that shit absolutely hilarious. Because here's this motherfucker, hungry dude. Hungry than a motherfucker. Somebody willing to help him out, and he going to tell them how to help him. Mm-mm. No, I don't want your money, babe. You could just go on and get me. I don't want no food. You could just give me the money. Ain't that a bitch? I would tell that motherfucker to kick rocks. You know what I'm saying? Kick motherfucking mud. And don't turn around while you're kicking. Because how the fuck, if you hungry and somebody offer you something, man, you ask for it, and somebody agree to give you something, if you going to regulate how they give you what they give you, how the hell you know that wasn't that lady tired? You know what I'm saying? How do you know that she wasn't saying, this is my way of giving back? You know what I'm saying? And then you going to tell this motherfucker how she going to get something to you, man. Fuck your homeless ass. You know what I mean? I don't give a flying fuck about who don't like what I'm saying right now. Because if you spend your motherfucking time feeding them motherfuckers, you're going to keep on feeding them. What's wrong with them going out there getting a job like me and you? Not a damn thing. Nothing. But they don't want to do that shit. It's too much like life. They'd rather beg from your ass and get something out of you that you probably can't afford to give. Yeah, we got our little income tax checks and this and that and the other and shit, but you work for that. You know what I mean? Who the fuck is you to turn around and try to put that on the creator that that's what he requires from you? Because if that's the case, then you only give once a year. You ain't got to give it to no church. That's all I'm saying. You know? Don't let that religious shit get you feeling like you ain't doing something right, because 9 times out of 10, dude, when you get something, it ain't going where they say it's going. We've yet to see that in its fruition, especially in the hood, man, because more and more and more you start to see a lot of these pastors and preachers and this and that and other go down in flames because they're always doing some underhanded shit. And honestly, what they really more focused on is the attendance. The attendance of the parishioners, you know what I'm saying? The attendance. So y'all stop worrying about putting money in that collection plate, man. The economy is fucked up. You know, so what we're going to do right now is check on this phone call right here and see if they want to talk. 216-751, you on with E-Max and Hood Talk Radio. Who's speaking?
Hey, this is Carol. I'm actually calling in for Wendell.
Okay, how you doing
this evening? Community initiative. I'm doing well, and yourself?
All right. Yeah, you sent me an email a little bit earlier. If you want to talk about that, it's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm good?
Go ahead, my bad. I'm sorry. Yeah, you good.
Okay. Okay, well, we're reestablishing a little league in the neighborhood in which myself and Wendell and a lot of other guys grew up in back in the late 60s, 70s, early 80s. And, you know, unfortunately, due to a lot of economic situations, the neighborhood took a turn for a minute. We think it's trying to make a comeback. Unfortunately, just a week ago, yesterday, a young man by age 15 was killed in a drive-by on a major intersection, 15 years old. And the whole point of us trying to get this little league reestablished is to have something for the kids to do in the summer, to get them off the street, to do something constructive, you know, and just try to make a change in some kind of way.
Right. Well, that's very important because, you know, and I feel the same way too. And a lot of the reason why we set the show up is because, you know, we found that it's really nothing. And it ain't just on the east side, though. They cutting out these programs for the kids all over the place.
Oh,
yeah. You know
what
I mean? East side, west side. And it really doesn't make sense. It doesn't make no sense.
Right.
So we, what area are you bringing this to?
This is the Lee Harvard Miles community that we're doing this in. The B-Buzz League was started back in the late 50s when the neighborhood was predominantly white. And by the time the early 60s, mid-60s, you know, blacks were able to move into the neighborhood, into certain pockets. But
right.
They were allowed to play on this little league. And, you know, eventually, of course, you know, white flight took place. You know, so the white folks moved
mm-hmm.
further and further out. We eventually caught up with them, but still, you know, for those of us
right.
that did move into the neighborhood at one time, this was a black middle class neighborhood. So to keep
right.
the baseball league going, you know, parents were really involved, you know, and even people in the community that didn't have children, you know, rallied around these kids to give them, you know, to continue this little league long after the original organizers moved out. So it
okay.
was a very productive league. Kids did something every day in the summer, you know, whether it was football practice, baseball, cheerleading, whatever it was, there was no time for us to get into anything. And so that's
right.
what we're trying to do, you know, with this little league now. And, you know, it's building this momentum. You know, we're getting the word out. And, you know, the most important thing is that of the young men – or the now men, that came out of this league. We've got civic leaders, we've got doctors, we've got lawyers, we've got millionaires, we've got, you know, pro athletes. One guy played for the Los Angeles Dodgers, another guy played for the Washington Redskins. Desmond Howard played in the league. You know, he was Super Bowl MVP and a Heisman Trophy winner. So, you know, it develops, you know, character. And that's what we're trying to do.
Right. Well, that's great. That's absolutely wonderful because we need that. Our so-called leaders ain't really focusing on trying to help us do anything. So it is pretty much left to
it's
us.
It's on
and
us.
I applaud you. That's right, for y'all.
Well, thank you
for
very
your
much.
Efforts and yes, indeed. And
thank
is there
you.
A
so,
way that if somebody needed some information, how they could contact your organization?
Absolutely. The organization is called B, just the letter B, the word Buzz Baseball. So that's our Twitter
mm-hmm.
handle, B Buzz Baseball. We've also got a Facebook page, which is B Buzz Foundation, because we did establish a nonprofit not just to build the Little League, but also what we're doing after every practice is each kid gets a book, and you got to write a book report.
Oh, wow.
And bring it back to them. Exactly. So we've even got, you know, the neighborhood library involved in assisting us, you know, as part of their reading program for the summer to, you know, keep the kids engaged as well. The other thing I just have to mention, too, is that, you know, we understand that a lot of the parents aren't going to be able to financially, you know, support a child being in Little League because it does cost a little bit. You know, so we've been fortunate and very blessed to have, you know, a lot of the alumni pitch in to help out with that.
Wow.
So aside from a book, we're not only giving them nourishment for the mind, but nourishment for their bodies as well, because a lot of these kids go home and don't know when they'll have their next meal. And
that's
a truly realistic and unfortunate situation, but we're going to try and do the best we can and, you know, help and squash that. So anyway, so to
that
go back to how they can reach us, the Twitter handle is B-Buzz Baseball. Facebook is B-Buzz Foundation. And the email address is bbuzzlittleleague@yahoo.com. Our sign-up dates are coming up in April, April 11th and 18th. So you can find out more information about that on the Facebook page. And then the golf outing that my company is producing to raise money is going to be on Saturday, May 9th at Seneca Golf Course. So we're going to have a really good time. So just check out all the information on the Facebook page. And, you know, we look forward to making this a success and having the community back us and helping us make it a success.
Well, that's what's good, and we appreciate that. We look forward to seeing y'all in the neighborhood soon. From the email, excuse me, I got that you guys will be playing and practicing at, let's see, is that, man, I can't rightly recall the name of the park.
Frederick Douglass Park.
Yes.
Which is actually the huge field behind Charles Elliott Junior High School.
Yeah, I know when you sent me the email, I was like, wow, that's going to be actually something good because it's a lot of families in that community. I actually used to live over there. And
they
utilize that park for a lot. So it's like, you know, a little basketball, a little baseball, sometimes football.
It's a real
positive thing that y'all bring to the table, and I want to commend you on that because we need it.
We need it.
It's a lot
that's
not happening. Everybody want to blame us for what's going on in our community without even trying to help us do anything about it. So from that standpoint, just let us, you know, so, in so many words, they're saying, hey, that's y'all. So let's do that. Let's take it and run with it and save our future and save
yeah,
our future.
We have to.
Because a lot of these,
we have
yeah,
to,
they don't know
anybody else
going to
do it.
Sure enough. Well, I appreciate
thank you so
that.
Much.
I appreciate that. And I'm sure all my listeners do too. Anytime
okay.
you want to call back and you know talk about anything y'all doing, you're welcome. You
absolutely.
Can send all your emails or anything to EMAX Radio. That's EMAXX Radio@gmail.com. And we'll be sure to pass the word along to all our listeners and everybody that inquires. And so
awesome.
We appreciate
much.
You calling. Thank you. Thank
and
you
I
very
appreciate
much.
You having
don't
this forum for people to do this. I won't.
Oh, yeah. We've
I
been
won't.
On for like 4 years now. We've been on for about four
okay.
or 5 years now. That's what we're here for. That's what we're
okay.
here for right here in the city.
Excellent.
All right.
Excellent. All right.
That's
take care.
And I thank you again. You too.
Thank you.
And that's what I'm talking about, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. You know, if it's anything that we can do to help you out here at Hood Talk Radio, I am EMAX the Image. We run this. So it's not like you can't say, hey, you know, let me call the show and, you know, say whatever it is I want to say. We talk about everything from why they want to fix the potholes in our communities, why they choose that other communities may be more deserving of that service. Not really into politics, but we study politics so that we can find out what purpose is serving to our culture. You know what I'm saying? We do a lot of things to support other people's culture, but we don't do enough for our own. And in my opinion, that is where we make some of the biggest mistakes that we could make because we don't support enough of our own. And tearing everything down in our communities to build up things for other people. We are not minorities. We never have been minorities, and yet we accept that title. It's never made sense to me. I'm not a minority. I am a human being, not three-fifths, not four-fifths, but an entire human being. So the sooner that we realize that there's some things set up out there against us, then we'll start doing some things for ourselves. And every time we do, you know, we meet opposition, but that ain't no reason to stop the fight. So y'all know what's up, man. It's your boy E-Max, 646-478-0944. That's the number to call, man. We're going to get into 187 Shots, the remix. This is Sheriff Kilroy.
Black on Black.
Black.
OPN. Wish fam.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. There's all the pigs in my city, just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one, no one up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pigs ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? Where's the beef? And you know, that song was like prolific, you know what I'm saying? 646-478-0944. You know, we had a whole lot of feedback about that song, man, and it was pretty much all positive, you know what I'm saying? I want to let y'all know that everywhere we go, okay, in every part of the world, all right, we are loved, except here in America, and I don't understand that. What's going on in America that, you know, the people don't love us here? Not that we really care about that shit or we shouldn't, but a lot of us are Bible thumpers, so we kind of look forward to that camaraderie, you know what I mean, that's supposed to be prevalent throughout the religious community, and we ain't seeing that. Wonder what's going on with that shit, because, hey, if this is something that you guys set up for the people to have something to hold on to, some type of hope, okay? But it is your responsibility because you started this fucking shit. You know what I mean? You started it. So you should just go ahead and finish it and tell people the truth. It's a bunch of bullshit, you know what I mean? A lot of people take it for what it is. It's because you tell them that this is what it is, you know. So we just want to make it clear that we ain't here for no tomfoolery and none of that dumb shit. And if you need some help thinking about whatever it is you're thinking about, you might be on some dumb shit, and we are here to help you. We've done it before. We can do it again. Ain't no problem. So call us, 646-478-0944. Talk about what's on your mind. You know what I'm saying? And we do have a lot of shit going on in Cleveland. Y'all know that we won, so they say, the spot for the National Convention for the Republicans. Mm-hmm. That in itself is some crazy shit to me because what the fuck, man, you know? We doing what we doing anyway. You know, you got people living the way they've been living. They don't pay attention to what's really going on. So get surprised as people when somebody gets shot, you know, somebody get killed in our communities because they don't pay attention to the shit that's going on. They'll sit there and watch the news all damn day. You know what I'm saying? News for a few minutes, well, excuse me. But get on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and this, none the other. Be on those shits all day. You know what I mean? Talking about nothing, tweeting about nothing. So what if that motherfucker didn't like your girl no more? Is that an issue? You know what I mean? What's really an issue right now is the way they treat me. Us black people, and it just don't seem like we give enough about them, man, for them to change what the fuck they doing. So until we start giving a fuck, what make you think they gonna give a fuck? Huh? Never thought about it like that? Well, I hope one day you do, because this is the truth, and the truth is out there. You know what I'm saying? You can look up whatever it is you want to look up. Keep yourself in a frame of mind that I have to learn something, and you will. I mean, you can't always just say, oh, there's some bullshit, because most of the time it's not. It's just put there for you to believe that it's bullshit because, you know, they always expect you not to want to know what's going on in your communities or even care, because so many of us don't. You know what I mean? We more worried about, you know, where we're going to get our chronic from or some shit like that. So, you know, it's time to change the mindset. It's time to change how we respond and how we react to stimuli. Huh? Do y'all know what that means? Oh, well, you better look that shit up. All right? It's your boy, Emacy Image. I'm the host of Hood Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Also, on Fridays and Saturdays, you got Hood Tunes Radio. Hood Tunes. Well, we play local music from artist music. From local municipalities, named Cleveland, but all over the fucking place, man. We got music coming from everywhere. So we want to encourage you guys that if you're doing anything as far as promoting your music, your style, your craft, whatever you want to call it, that all you got to do is send your submissions to emaxradio@gmail.com. That's E-M-A-X-X. You got that? radio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Simple as that. Simple. And go on and get your shit heard by at least our listening audience and a few other people. You know what I'm saying? We've picked up some listeners in our years on the air, and I appreciate it and I love it. So right here is Hood Talk Radio. All right, Wednesday night. So if you got something on your mind, just dial that number, 646-478-0944. Common Core, all right? We're doing some research on Common Core at this point, but I just want to let y'all know that a lot of people are not feeling the Common Core initiative. If you want to know some more information about it, Google it, Common C-O-M-M-O-N, CORE, C-O-R-E, initiative, is basically a new form of indoctrinating our children. And us too, you know what I'm saying? We're included in that indoctrination. Don't y'all think you're not. So college and shit is going up. Ain't nothing getting cheaper. Cost of living is going up. Ain't nothing getting cheaper. I just listened to a report today that a lot of the jobs being created are minimum wage positions. And I don't know how many of y'all out there can live off that shit. I know a lot of people is thankful just to have a job, but that is what the fuck they banking on. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we gonna fuck the shit up because these motherfuckers just gonna be thankful to have some work somewhere. And it's true. It's true. People are really, really fucked up right now. But I just want to encourage everybody not to be the ones that just fold. You know what I mean? Don't just fold, man, because when you just fold, you will take whatever they give you, and if you take whatever they give you, then they're going to give you some bullshit, and you ain't going to like it. You ain't going to be able to make it. You ain't going to be happy, and it's not going to do nothing for you and your family. You know what I mean? So let's be a little bit more patient, but at the same time, we got to stay a little more vigilant that we can find something that's suitable to our plan or endeavor, as they like to call it, your endeavors. You know? If it's time for you to reapply for your motherfucking food stamps, reapply for them, because you need them motherfuckers. Don't let pride and don't be lazy to get that motherfucking shit, okay? Do what you need to do. Take care of your motherfucking business. That's what I'm telling you now. You know it's coming to, well, according to them, Obama is, you know, close to being out. But shit, we got a whole nother fucking year, man. So I wouldn't even think about worrying about that. There's a whole bunch of news information out there about them not being happy with Obama and his choices and the things that he's doing against them. But if you come from where I come from, you know what I'm saying, whatever we can get, man, let us get that shit. Because when it's time for them to shut that door, they're going to shut that door and ain't nobody going to get nothing. So get what you can get right now. Stock up on some shit, some water, some goods, because trust me, prices on everything is going up. Y'all motherfuckers out there thought and y'all think that this New World Order shit is a joke, that these motherfuckers is just playing and motherfuckers running around acting all scared because they ain't got Jesus. But Jesus ain't here for the black folks. And I hate to tell y'all motherfuckers that, because if he was, then none of them fucking cops that killed them black kids will be riding around the police cars right now. Did you get that? So do some fucking research. Quit being a fucking guinea pig, man. We all in the same boat. But the more motherfuckers that wake up, the better chance we got to fight back. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? If you don't feel like you want to fight back, then whatever happened, your ass is supposed to happen to you. Because everybody fighting right now. You know what I mean? You ain't no motherfucking body special that you gonna have to fight back. We all need to fight back. This shit is getting ridiculous. It's getting out of hand. You know what I mean? And we're gonna be met with opposition, because that's what the slaves got met with when they was tired of being slaves. You know what I'm saying? But you motherfuckers wouldn't know that because y'all don't care. Do you care that they're getting ready to wipe the history, pretty much, of slavery out of the books? Who said that? You know what I mean? They don't want to remember or remind the children that, you know, such an atrocity went down in this country, and we're supposed to be the greatest country on earth. But the truth of the matter is that every rich man in this motherfucker got rich because some motherfucking body's ass was in the field. You may not agree with that, but it's the fucking truth. It's the fucking truth. They buy shit from us, sell it back to us. You know what I mean? And we buy it. Don't get it. I don't get it. So it's a lot of political activists out there. It's a lot of activists, period, that's out there and shit. Let's see, you know, some action, man. Y'all got to step a little harder, because the effort that you put forth, we applaud, but ain't nothing happening behind it. So we still stuck as a people wondering, you know, who the fuck do we follow? Because we ain't getting no answers. We're not getting no action. And shit just ain't going like, you know, people always say, it will go. It just don't happen like that. We know it, but we keep falling for those motherfucking dreams that you're selling us. I always kind of knew that the motherfucker above me can't go no farther than the motherfucker that's above him. And so to keep the peace between me and thee, the motherfucker that's above me always got a message from the motherfucker that's above him. And then most of the time they supposed to be encouraging messages, but they're not. They're just some bullshit. So we need to start thinking for ourselves, all right? The economic crash is coming soon. All of these other countries around the world is remembering all the dumb shit that the Americans have done over the years. And so people are actually rebelling against the American dollar. So I'm not sure specifically how long the American dollar is going to be worth any motherfucking thing. But my advice, and not as a financial analyst or anything like that, just motherfucker that's paying attention, is to try and buy some gold, some jewelry. You know what I'm saying? I don't think cards and shit like that is really going to be worth much. So I wouldn't encourage trying to invest in none of that dumb shit, because you just may not get a return on gold, silver, jewelry, things of that nature. Those are the bets. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit you may want to go ahead and start investing in, because we're going to need them. If you are legally able to carry a weapon, I would suggest that you take a class. All right? Take a class. Get you a firearm, because not only will we have to defend ourselves from these crooked-ass motherfucking police that's coming through, because trust me, when the shit starts hitting the fan, they're looking for the weakest motherfuckers, and the weakest motherfuckers are the ones who decided not to arm themselves. So y'all motherfuckers better get some pistols. You ain't got to tell everybody you getting them. Just get them. All right, take your class and learn how to use that motherfucker. It just might save your life in the future. And the way these idiots is acting in our streets, it might save your life a little sooner than that. You know what I'm saying? Sad to say that with all the dumb shit that's going on, we still got motherfuckers out here who feel like it's okay to rob a nigga. So shoot to kill is my advice. Shoot to kill. Why the fuck would you have mercy on a motherfucker that's going to do what they need to do to get whatever it is they're trying to get from you? You can play religious if you want to, and your ass will be in the paper as another motherfucking thing. Arm yourselves, learn self-defense, something, grow some balls, any goddamn thing, because the times are here where you need that shit. And it ain't got nothing to do with prophecy. It got something to do with motherfuckers trying to take advantage of the fact that it's people that's taking advantage of the fact. Y'all don't understand that, but you will. All right, so just ponder some of that shit. Get some of your shit together and try and figure out what you're going to do with the rest of your life. It is important, because it don't look like the future, our future generations don't seem to be the types of motherfuckers that I would be following or voting for in the future, because right now, you know, it's a bunch of motherfuckers that pop pills. And, you know, I don't see where you popping a pill and shit is going to appeal to me in the future. Because when I get old and shit and we get to trying to get some help for the senior citizens, who are going to be us pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen, you really don't want too many assholes running your motherfucking ship. But the way shit is going, we ain't going to have too much of a choice, huh? 646-470-9944. That's your boy E-Max, man. I'm really having some motherfucking fun. I like talking to y'all. It's cool. You know? What y'all do is sit back for a second and listen to But for you, though, that's that shit right there, man. He makes the image do for love, man. We always doing something like that. Don't be surprised. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call. You know what I'm saying? Holler at your boy, E-Max, the image right here on Hood Talk Radio. One thing I want to stress, man, and I have to put it out there, is that we need to do a little bit more paying attention to what's going on behind the scenes. We all got caught up in, what's the name of that damn show? Empire. You know what I mean? Yeah, for real, I mean, I really didn't watch it like that. So, you know, it wasn't one of my daily themes, okay? You know, a lot of people like it. I'm not going to knock it or none of that shit. But it truthfully just took a lot of motherfuckers off their game, man. That's what it was all for, any damn way. You know what I mean? And we fell for it. And now what we need to do is sit back and find out what the fuck is getting ready to happen. Because there's some shit getting ready to go down. I want y'all to understand. Somebody signed a backdoor deal, something. You know what I mean? We're not going to get away with being entertained for all that time and nothing going to come out of it. So y'all just got to, you know, pay attention to what the fuck is going on, because if you don't, it's going to blow up in your face. And I guarantee you it's something that we should have known about. You know? So let's keep our eyes open. There's some shit getting ready to happen. We got to be a little bit more active in our kids' education, because they slide shit under our faces, under our noses, that we do not understand, i.e. the Common Core curriculum. A lot of people don't know what the fuck that is. A lot of people don't understand it. And it's understandable because it was a new program that was implemented without the consent of the people. Nobody knows what it is. We got to figure out, first of all, what the fuck is Common Core, and do some research on that. So this is my challenge and my quest to find out everybody as much information as I can about the Common Core standards, its practices, and how it has changed. Because the rumors are that what they're teaching the kids now, we didn't learn in school. So we got to get down and find out what the fuck this shit is going on. Especially after the news reports and all of this shit, the teachers and the administrators of the schools pretty much forcing the kids to take these tests that they have for Common Core. So let's, like I said, do what we need to do, find out some more about that and find out why all of a sudden they are mandatory when they were voluntary. So we need to know that shit, you know. 646-478-0944. I'm not finished yet, man. We got a little less than a half hour, so y'all will be okay. I ain't gonna be up all night my damn self, you know. Maybe, maybe not. Now, we do a lot of studying on this so-called Illuminati New World Order thing, man. I like it. I'm not gonna even play with y'all. I'm a conspiracy theorist. There's a lot of information out there that we could benefit from, and I just wish that, you know, some of my people would grow some balls and check some of that shit out, because, you know, you'll be like, hell no, and I know it to be true. So, because I was like that when I first started paying attention to some of the shit that was happening around me. You know, it's not, you know, something you got to be scared of, none of that shit, but just be aware. You know, that's the name of the game, being aware. And, you know, it ain't nothing wrong with knowing what's going on in your space. Hot damn. All right, 646-478-0944. This is your boy, E-Max, man. I just like to shout out everybody that calls the show. Everybody, don't forget to look up the information on the B-Buzz League. It says it's on. They got a page on Facebook, so check them out. Might be something you're interested in getting your kid in. And let's bring a little bit of something to do to the kids in our neighborhood, because that is pretty much strictly for the programs. Yeah, they got the what's the name of that place? The Zell Majors Community Center. It's cool, I suppose. But, you know, we need a little bit more than just that. You know, these kids ain't got shit to do. School gonna be out in a minute. Some schools is out for spring break already. What the fuck the kids doing? Nothing. You know what I mean? You got the police fucking with everybody everywhere. So they can't fill up the libraries. You know what I'm saying? They're making every damn thing a crime. So, you know, you just got to be careful and be a little more aware of what's going on around us. You know what I mean? Don't ever just take it for granted that the police ain't going to fuck with you because you ain't doing shit. And that's a sad fucking shame that we got to pretty much walk on pins and needles with these motherfuckers, man, for no goddamn reason whatsoever. Yeah, there's some apples out there that need to get, you know what I'm saying, plucked from the basket, but damn, you know, for the most part, most people just trying to live and do what they need to do, you know what I mean? So let's think a little bit more, you guys. Let's have a little bit more class. It's easy to do. Got a lot of events going on, what they call that shit, the convention, okay? It's coming to Cleveland. So y'all got to be especially aware on what y'all doing out here now because they've been tore up downtown. And somebody brought it to my attention that, you know, they never thought about the access to access pretty much to the motherfuckers that can't see. And deaf and hard of hearing. And what about them? So I guess those people just going to have to bite it like everybody else, huh? That's something. We live in a hell of a town, man. You know what I'm saying? They do a whole lot for business and nothing for the people. But that's been the overall theme of this shit since the beginning of the time, man. And a lot of people make the mistake of expecting something different out of our city leaders. They put up this fake-ass argument, if that's what you want to call it, on the web, and, you know, make it seem like, oh, we so tired of this shit, and something got to be done about it. Yeah, something got to be done about it, but what's going to be done about it? Nothing. You know what I mean? They're already trying to figure out what neighborhoods is going to get new blacktop first. So, you know, what kind of shit is that? All the neighborhoods need that shit. But what's the priority? They ain't decided on that yet. Tell you what neighborhood ain't going to be the fucking priority. Well, I ain't got to tell you. Because they don't give a fuck if you tear up your car or not. Right? They don't give a fuck. Tear your shit up. File your claim like everybody else doing and see if you get something in return. Living in the city of Cleveland, y'all motherfuckers need to realize that this city ain't never had a black quarterback. They refuse to get a black quarterback. They keep getting these chumpy-ass white boy quarterbacks that can't play. All right? And then every time they fuck up, oh, he knew, they make excuses for him. So ain't shit going to happen in the city as far as no team is concerned. Y'all can forget those dreams. You know what I mean? So not only do you got to worry about the traffic from downtown, you got to worry about the Indians traffic. Okay? They're talking about them already. So y'all got to remember that shit, man. There's a lot of stuff that you ain't thinking about. It's a lot of stuff that's not important to you until it hits your ass. Oh, shit. I got to navigate through this motherfucker. Traffic downtown. Now I got to figure out a way to get through to my job. You understand, Gene? A lot of shit going on downtown. Ain't nobody pay attention. Y'all got to pay attention. You know what I mean? 646-478-0944. I want to send a shout out to Joe Legacy. It's my dog, man. You know what I'm saying? He's Cleveland's own. Ernest L. Smith was having. Still grinding, dog. Still grinding. And, as always, you know what I'm saying, OPN Entertainment, OPN Community Center, you know what I'm saying? A lot of good motherfucking times over there. So pretty much, man, we just getting ready to take it just a little bit slow, wrap the show up for the night, you know what I'm saying, because we've only got a few more minutes. Now, next week we're going to come in, we're going to be talking about some historical facts like slavery, reconstruction after slavery. A lot of people don't want to talk about that, but, you know, the kids need to know about this shit. They need to know where the fuck they came from, and I disagree with anybody who feels that slavery and the issue of how they treated the special people, which is us, because we're the only motherfuckers that go through and have been through what we go through in this country and have been. You know what I'm saying? All these years we've been in this country, man, and it should change for us. And, you know, it actually is getting worse. Nobody's speaking out. Nobody's stepping up to the plate. They don't care. And those that do care are being threatened, so they care more about their money. And I'm telling you right now, money make the world go round. Anybody tell you anything different is lying to your motherfucking face, because if you ain't got none, you ain't eating nothing. Okay, if you ain't got nothing, you ain't eating nothing. And that's just the way the world is right now. It ain't your fault. But if you don't have anything, let's see what you get to eat. Yeah, you can go downtown and eat with the homeless people if you want to. Go ahead. See how that work out for you. All right? Good luck to you. Sad state that we live in right now, man, where they don't even care about the people. But we can't really complain about that shit either, because it ain't their fault. And they'll tell you that in a minute. Oh, it's not our fault that you poor. You know, it's not our fault that you didn't pay attention in school. It's not our fault, blah, 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 blah. So just be prepared when you start fighting to get pretty much slapped in the face with your arguments, because it's always a answer on why shit ain't going down like it's supposed to, especially in the black community. It's your boy, E-Max, the Image Man. Don't forget, if you're an artist out there and you want to send some music to be played on this radio station or Al Porter Show, just send it to E-Max, the Image, or, excuse me, I'm sorry, emaxradio@gmail.com. We don't even use E-Max, the Image no more. So emaxradio@gmail.com, that's how you can get in touch with us and basically submit your music. If you don't hear it, the judges and the judge panel decided that it was not going to happen like that right now. So we're going to play a couple more songs, and hopefully, man, y'all can think about some of the things that we discussed tonight and talked about. Don't forget about the buzz, okay, the Little League Baseball team that's going down. So I honestly believe that's a good thing for the kids, and I'm sure, I'm so certain that it just might work out and turn out to be something positive. So if y'all want some more information about that, it is available on their Facebook page, all right? So we're going to keep this music going. We're going to bring something to you. I didn't want to bring no hip-hop. We're going to bring something that's going to make you think. Let's see if we have one of those songs. I like songs that make you think, so we're going to keep those songs going on. Now, I used to have a song by my man Claude Anderson, but I haven't seen it. So we're going to play Sweetness by E-Max the Image Man. We'll be back soon. Hood Talk Radio. I know. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was one of the classics, man. You know what I'm saying? Just had to play that for my listeners. And I'm going to go to the phone lines before we get out of here. 216-804. What's going on now?
Man, that's one of my favorite songs of all time. And I was just calling to find out real fast, man. When can we catch you on the air, like on a weekend, my brother?
On a Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Sometimes if I start late, it'll be like around 8:30, somewhere in those numbers. But for the most part, we on Friday and Saturday nights from 8 to 10 p.m.
Cool, because I'll be calling to give you an update real quick on Hood Tunes Radio. let people know you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, also part of this wonderful network, and I'm very thankful for it. When we talk about Varsity and the whole hookup and everything like that, this coming Saturday, wow, the steps of City Hall, downtown Cleveland, steps of City Hall, 12 noon. They'll be allowing me to speak for at least 2 minutes, surrounded by at least 19 other people, from pastors to you name it, about the Department of Justice. And then the day before, I'm inviting people to come out on that Friday, East 49th in St. Clair, 1 to 6 p.m. Community cookout featuring my man DJ Goldie Montana. It's a stop the violence at clubs and bars and you name it. Community conversation with artists and stuff like that, and music being played. If people have seen the flyer, they'll know they'll see the Sheriff Kilroy hat that's also on the album called Sheriff Kilroy, the second major release. And I'll be there on the microphone to do some speaking work, have some music played, and do it like that. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
And that's what's happening, man. We appreciate that information. So y'all stay tuned and keep in touch, because it always comes back around. That's right, man. It's Al Porter Jr. Y'all know who
right.
it is, man.
Yes.
Y'all know who it is. You know? So, yeah, man, so what's been going on, man? How you doing out there?
Oh, I'm doing great, man, because the more that I put it like this here, I feel thankful with what has happened since then. Man, I'll get into it more, but the Legends Awards are coming up at the end of June. And not only did they nominate Suave, Gotti, Ernest Smith, Riff Raff, Indica Spitz, they nominated a brother by the name of Al Porter. And I just want to say that for the most part, you'll be hearing and seeing flyers from Blog Talk Radio, Man in the Streets on a Monday night. And I just want to tell people real quickly that I feel very thankful because, man, I first wrote a rhyme in 1998. And in my workshop, this started till January of 2004. So if you keep on driving and doing things, you will be able to be successful no matter what it is that you plan on doing. Just have other things to fall back on until it's your time to rise and succeed. I just wanted to throw those things out there because, man, to have so many people who tune in to Man in the Streets, people out there said, man, you don't have that many people in numbers unless you're like a Professor Griff or somebody else. But, man, I see and hear the people who listen to that program, to your hood tunes. The more you do things, man, the more people pay attention and they respect what you do. So I just wanted to throw that out there to the people that I'm very thankful, and it's nothing, no limits to what we can do.
Hey, you know that's right, man. You know that's right. And we appreciate that. We appreciate that.
No problem. And I make
all
everybody
right.
stay
yeah.
up and stay safe.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. We appreciate your call out every time. And y'all know to keep in touch and do not forget, y'all, to check out that information on the Buzz League. If you missed the show tonight, you can go back to the Facebook page and listen to the rebroadcast. They're starting up
Word
a
up.
Little League Baseball team up in the Lee and Harvard community area. And I just want to put something out there for y'all. A question came across to me during a little farm we had on a Tamir Rice shooting. God rest his soul. I noticed they got this little special investigation team coming on. But I wonder if they're going to bring up the fact that they were videotaping the young man before he got shot. In some parts of the videotape, you can see the tops of houses. You can see the tops of the parks. And before the police car pulled up, the videotape was recording Tamir Rice playing in the playground. All right. Then suddenly,
Okay.
And then suddenly, the videotape shows one police car pulling up. When have you ever heard of somebody calling the police and saying there's some dude standing out here with a gun and they only send one car? Okay? I just want to put that out there. I got to put that out there. It's been out there. We got to put it out there. Do some research.
We do.
It's a reason why the shit went down like it did, y'all. I love y'all. This your boy, E-Max Image. Appreciate Al calling in, man, joining us with this conversation. And y'all know we will be back Friday. Hell, if you want to talk about it, hit me up on Facebook. I'll be there in a minute, all right? Hood Talk Radio. This your boy, E-Max, and I'm out. Peace.
Peace.